2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
I spoke earlier of Hyundai's supersized Palisade SUV in two luxury grades, the entry Palisade and the highly equipped Palisade Highlander, both available in petrol and diesel. I drove the entry 3.8-litre V6 petrol front-wheel drive at $60,000 and the 2.2-litre turbo diesel all-wheel drive Highlander at $75,000, both in 8-speed automatic. Big yes, but impressive active safety elements mask its bulk on road. The Palisade has an 11.8-metre turning circle, only 400 millimetres wider to Hyundai's smaller Santa Fe. Easy to park with good visibility, aided by an excellent rear-view camera and comprehensive parking sensors. The petrol, sweet and responsive. The diesel, despite 200 kilos heavier, the nicer from my perspective, with really good levels of torque. The petrol sits on 18-inch alloys, the diesel on 20-inch, and both come with a full-sized alloy spare. I managed 12.8 litres 100 in the petrol, 9.1 in the diesel, both figures in hard city driving. Leather seats in both grades, very accommodating even in the third row, with excellent shoulder room and easy access aided by the second row seats' one-touch folding. Good ISOFIX child seat restraints too, plus up to 5 top-tether child seat anchors. It may be big and bulky, but there's so much to like on this supersized Hyundai Palisade. I'm David Berthon.